Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing the chapter Babun fil Muraqabati, the chapter on being conscious of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Today's hadith and Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma qala kuntu khalfa an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yawman faqala ya ghulam inni u'allimuka kalimat ihfazillah yahfazuka ihfazillah tajidu tujahak wa idha sa'alta fas'alillah wa idha ista'anta fasta'in billah وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوْ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكَ وَإِنْ اجْتَمَعُوا عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَضُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَضُرُّوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامُ وَجَفَّتِ الصُّحُفُ رواه الترمذي وفي رواية غير الترمذي احفظ الله تجهد أمامك تعرف إلى الله في الرخاء يعرفك في الشدة واعلم أن ما أخطأك لم يكن ليصيبك وما أصابك لم يكن ليخطئك واعلم أن النصر مع الصبر وأن الفرج مع الكرب وأن مع العسر يسرا. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrated, one day I was sitting behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a conveyance. So they were traveling together, this young boy of 10 years of age, he's sitting behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a conveyance. Now look at the beautiful way and style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's got a youngster that is traveling with him. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's style was that every opportunity he would give encouragement, he would give advice. So on this occasion also, this young boy that was sitting with him, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam understood that this young mind is a very impressionable mind. So on this occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to teach this impressionable boy, this young boy, in a very beautiful way, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to him that, Ya Ghulam, O young boy. And then Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't just start immediately. He said, Inni u'allimuka kalimat, that I wish to teach you a few things. I wish to explain to you, teach you some things. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed him. So in such a beautiful way, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam addressed him. And now look what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, ihfazillah yahfazka, that follow the injunctions, the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will take care of you. Normally what is put in a child's mind, that if you go to school, if you get a degree, if you get a qualification, now that qualification will take care of you, the degree will take care of you. The first thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling him, that you take care of the laws of Allah, Allah will take care of you. So first thing, from young, Nabi alayhi salatu is telling that Allah is the one that will take care of you. What you need to do is take care of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. The whole world is saying that turn to your bank manager, turn to your supplier, turn to those people that can assist you, your insurance, etc. But what Nabi alayhi salatu is saying, that when you ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ, that if you're seeking assistance from anyone, then seek assistance from Allah. In other words, put your full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوْ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ. They know full well that if the whole world gets together to try and assist you, they cannot assist you except to the extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes. And note that if the whole world gets together and they try to harm you, they cannot harm you except to the extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes. In other words, all the doctors in the world trying to help you, all the scientists, all the doctors, all the financiers in the world, all financiers in the world, all the people of intelligence get together, the engineers, every type of professional person gets together, every type of assistant that gets together, every wealthy person, all of them get together to try and help one person. They can't help him except to the extent that Allah Ta'ala wants him to be assisted. And the whole world can get together to try and harm someone. They cannot harm this person, only to the extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes. And what a beautiful advice Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving this young mind. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the pens have been raised and the pages have dried. In other words, whatever is recorded is already recorded in Lawh-e Mahfuz. That now, that it be your taqdeer. The taqdeer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that it won't change, except if Allah ta'ala wants now to change it by virtue of dua, some action that a person is doing now, that now changes a person's taqdeer. Anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in another riwayat besides Tirmidhi Sharif, he said, uphold the injunctions of Allah and you will find him with you. You'll find Allah ta'ala with you by just upholding the injunctions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember Allah ta'ala during times of prosperity. Allah ta'ala will remember you during times of adversity. Have the conviction that whatever was not destined for you will never come to you. And whatever comes to you was never destined to miss you. Have the conviction that help comes with patience, prosperity comes with adversity, and ease comes with difficulty. If something comes to you, know, even if it's difficult, know that it was meant for you. And if it was good also, Allah Ta'ala intended it for you. Therefore make shukr to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And if you didn't get that deal, you missed that deal, don't be upset, I just missed that deal. If only I went a little bit earlier, I made that phone call earlier, it was not meant for you, you would have never got it, no matter what you have tried. Allah Ta'ala didn't want it for you. So a Muslim has this type of conviction. If it comes, it comes through the, it comes, it's a mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. If Allah Ta'ala didn't want me to get also, that was also the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. I don't understand. So this is something, this hadith, we should try and remember it, and we should encourage our families also to remember this hadith, and we should read it to them and explain to them, because this hadith creates a lot of conviction. And when a person thinks like this, his mind is like this, he'll never get depressed of anything that happens to him. Why? Allah Ta'ala had written it for me, it would never have missed me. And on the other hand, when a person gets something also, he doesn't become proud and arrogant that see what I've achieved. He understands that this is from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Therefore, our Ustaz, as Mufassir mentioned, that in to believe is relief. When a person has belief in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that is relief. Relief in which way? Is that it doesn't matter what comes to him, he's relieved that this is from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Nothing better could have happened. This was the decision of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So I'm happy. So this belief is relief. And this belief is grief. The moment a person disbelieves in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, he thinks that he could have done something differently, and it would have made things different, and now he starts blaming himself, or blaming this person, and blaming taqdeer, and immediately that puts him into grief. May Allah Ta'ala put us, or give us the tawfiq, in having full yaqeen in the words of Allah Pak, in Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and believing fully that everything that comes and happens is the will of Allah Ta'ala, and we must be happy with the decision of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. As we know, today is Friday, we should try and come early for Jummah Salah, increase salawat upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, make it a point of reciting Suratul Kahf, encourage the family also to recite Suratul Kahf, and take advantage of the time before Maghrib Salah, because ulama of the opinion that most likely du'as are answered in this time between Asr and Maghrib. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.